Here's How to Make a Phone Call in 2017 by Joanna Stern in the Wall Street Journal. Times have changed, and so are the ways to reach out and touch someone. Pick up the phone, dial. Talk 10 years ago, that would have been the entirety of this article. But in a world of overstuffed inboxes and constant beeping text, calling isn't as simple as it once was. You just don't call someone willy-nilly like a caveman. There are rules, etiquette. There are also more ways to call than ever before. You can now reach out and touch someone through an Echo speaker. You can also use simple free tricks to get better call quality. You'll find lots of tips and tricks, but first, let's talk about how to make a phone call, even if you think you already know. The new etiquette for decades, home phones were shared by every member of the family. If you wanted to have a private call, you'd have to tell someone ahead of time you'd be ringing, says Barton Silverman, an 89-year-old artist I enlisted to shed some light on how things have changed. You always had to identify yourself by name when calling, and with the advent of answering machines and voicemail, you'd be asked to leave a detailed message. When the phone rang, everybody ran for it every time. There was no way to discriminate, says Mr. Silverman, whether it was important or not. Now a lot of that is different, though some is eerily familiar. For instance, you're back to making appointments to talk to each other. Yes, before you call, text to see when the person you're trying to reach is available to talk. When I see a friend or family member call out of the blue, I immediately think there's some kind of emergency. We can thank the convenience of texting and email for that. With caller ID, you no longer have to identify yourself when you call people. If you don't have your number already, you didn't follow my advice to text first. Leave a voicemail? Good luck getting someone to listen. Text is a far better way to get your message across, and you certainly don't have to race to pick up the phone, unless it's a call you've been desperately waiting for. Is answering a robocall scammer really worth holding up the line at the supermarket? HD Wi-Fi calls. Cellular carriers have lately been improving the quality of their calls, and easier for you to make them, too. HD voice is a feature that uses more bandwidth, so your voice sounds fuller and more natural. You'll need a recent smartphone and the right carrier. While HD voice works between Verizon and AT&T customers, most of the time you'll hear it when calling someone from the same carrier. You can check if it's enabled by calling your carrier and asking. Wi-Fi calling is another recent carrier perk. It's great if your house is in a cellular dead zone or if you're traveling overseas. Connect to Wi-Fi and call everybody with no roaming fees. Smart speakers. Amazon just reinvented the home phone and hands-free chatting by letting you make calls from an Echo talking speaker. Once it's enabled in the latest Amazon Alexa app, you just say, "Alexa, call so-and-so." You can only call other people with Amazon Echo speakers, or at least those who have downloaded the app. Just be careful how far away from the Echo speaker you stand. When I've called people from 10 feet away, I've had complaints from my mom. Whatever you do, keep calling. When you reduce communication to texting, something is lost, says my friend Mr. Silverman. In a world where it's all digits, that human connection is going to be terribly important.